Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The final prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has stated, undoubtedly your names along with your identity are presented to me. Therefore, recite excellent salat upon me, meaning with most beautiful words. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to our beautiful series, my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, called Misunderstandings, in which we are covering some misunderstandings, but also finding their solutions, the right manner in which to deal with them. And in our previous episode, we were talking about cleanliness, of the inside, as well as we also began on talking about the cleanliness of the body, especially the cleanliness of the mouth, and what the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guides us with regard to that. And inshallah, we will elaborate on this further, coming to the Pious Deeds booklet and the Nek Amal app number 43. Are you used to cleanliness and an individual with good decorum? And the first one over here mentions keeping your body clean. And we were discussing this regarding the mouth, and inshallah we'll move on with this. So we welcome our guest, Abdul Hanan Bhai, once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Abdul Hanan?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So keeping your body clean, we mentioned the importance of it. We mentioned regarding the miswak and the khilal of the teeth, using the toothpick. What else should we be wary of with regard, you know, for example, if someone's going back to the mouth, sometimes some people, they have a stomach problem and they have a smell coming out their mouth. And now, for example, how does this person know that, you know, sometimes they get so used to this the smell that sometimes we don't know if the smell is coming or not coming. How do you make sure that you don't have a smell coming out of your mouth? And sometimes, keeping a distance between yourself and the other person, especially if you have some stomach issues. For example, we are sitting about, a meter and a half away from each other. But if someone is really close to you, should you keep your hand in front of your mouth so that, because sometimes when you talk, the spit also comes out, and you don't want that to go on to the other person. I remember when I was in school once, just as a little funny story, that I was eating my lunch once, and one of these supervisors, not a teacher, a supervisor, she came and she started talking, and she spat into my food. And I was very confused. I was young, I was like, what should I do now? But these things, for example, if someone has foul smoke coming from his mouth, how should he be wary of that when he's talking to another person as well?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Talking about misunderstanding, and the viewers of Madni Channel might be thinking that how this is connected. Misunderstandings, this is, you can say, a great deal of misunderstandings can be just because of this. There's a very unique story in related to this. One of the rulers, and the story, you're talking about this foul smell, it actually happened that a person who was very close to him, was very obedient to the ruler. He would carry out all his tasks and be very helpful to him. Another person who was also a courtier of the king, he had this inner hatred for this person built that, look, the king always asks him to do things, the king always selects him.
He's jealous.
He had that matter of jealousy in his heart. So what he did was, he wanted to get him removed so that he becomes closer to the king. And when he was, he planned that he invited that person to his house. He gave him some onions. Mm. And on the other hand, he went to the king and he said, look, person, he says that you have a bad smell, right? So he told the king that he has his mouth smells. Mm. The king first didn't believe him. He says, but watch, he will put his hand when he speaks to you. That he'll put his hand in front of you, that really that you there's a bad smell coming from your mouth. And, you know, this is how you will know. When the person came into the court of the king, and as he was about to speak to the king, he placed his hand in front of his mouth. And when the king saw this, he realized that the other person was telling the truth. Well, he thought that the other person was telling the truth. So what he did was he wrote a letter saying that the person bringing this letter, he was to the mortuary, you can say, the person who would take the lives of anyone who did anything injustice for the king, the king would write a letter to him that this person, you know, take his life or behead him or whatever, however they would take the lives. So the person was given the letter to take it to so-and-so and give the letter to him. So as the person was going, the other person who had that jealousy in his heart, he was thinking that maybe, you know, the king sending him a letter. Normally the king would send a letter of reward or something like this. So that jealous person came to the person. He said, look, let me take the letter. You know, he was like insisting. And he says, okay, you take the letter. So he gave it to him. When the letter was taken to that person who would basically punish the people for anything injustice they've done to the king. When the person read the letter, he says, okay, come. He tied him up and he was about to behead him. He says, no, it wasn't me. This letter is not made for me. Mm. This letter was actually made for someone else. It says, no, on this letter it says, the person bringing this letter, you take his life.
Oh my God.
Right? So his life is taken now. Next day in the court of the king, the same person, he comes and he sits amongst the king. And the king is surprised. Well, I gave the letter to him. That was it, his end of his life. So how come he's come? So he asked him. Then he told him the whole story. What happened of that he was given onions, he was given this. So this is why he placed his hands on his mouth. But, you know, again, this talking about our topic today.
Yes, this is on the spot you mentioned this incident.
Right. So, you know, bad smell from the mouth, it will cause a lot of misunderstanding within your home and also outside wherever you go. Within the home will be like, you know, your own parents will, they will say to you, if you're a child and you have a bad smell coming from your mouth, they will say to you, well, don't you brush your teeth? This cause of argument. You're defending your boy. No, I always brush my teeth, but you got a bad smell coming. Or go and brush them again. You never brushed them properly. Again, we talked about this in the previous episode, that about how to keep the mouth clean. You know what you mentioned about how this smell is created? It's created with what we eat. So when you're eating, make sure you have a right balance. Don't just throw anything on top of another. You know, there's certain things when we eat, afterward you don't eat something on top. This will cause problems to your stomach. And, you know, a lot of things are like this. So what we eat, I'll give you a common example. It's obviously it's not related to bad smell, but it's related to what we would do on a normal case. We will have fruit after we eat. If you want to gain the benefit of fruit, you should eat it before. So a lot of things like this we are unaware of, and these are things you need to learn. So we need to be careful when we are eating, what we're eating, and avoid such things which will cause a bad smell. And even if someone eats anything like that, make sure you're brushing right. You're using the mouthwash, or you're brushing your teeth in the proper manner. Inshallah.
Sometimes what happens is the food remains within the between the gaps of the teeth.
Yes.
And then that stays there. And if it's not taken out, then it causes a smell. Yeah. And, you know, our viewers, the Money Channel, will be watching this in Ramadan. And, you know, if you're having samosas and pakoras for iftar, and then, you know, we go for taraweeh, and then, you know, people are burping, all of these. That's also, you know, it causes, you know, trouble in the masjid.
You talked about taraweeh. This is a common example. What happens in Ramadan? There's no balance in eating. You know, normally when we have food, what do we eat? We have either bread or curry or whatever, or we have rice. And it's all separate. in Ramadan, what happens is you have date, you have water, you have juice, you have samosas, kebabs, pakoras. Then you have and on top of that, you eat something else.
If you're watching it during their fast, they're gonna get hungry.
Right. So you know everything's been thrown on top of each other.
Hmm.
Think about it, when you're throwing all types of food into your stomach, all this mixing is gonna cause problems within your stomach and also creating a bad smell as well. And sometimes people eat like this and they probably have a nap, don't brush their teeth. And, you know, again, like you said, use of the toothpick is important also, removing the, any of these particles remaining within the within between the teeth as well. So this is necessary.
So this is just, you know, one aspect of where misunderstandings can stem from. What about, you know, the body itself? Sometimes you find some people who have a foul smell coming from their body, or they naturally sweat a lot, and that causes, you know, the other person to become distant from them. They don't want to sit with them, and then it causes other problems. For example, even though this shouldn't be done, if someone is has a foul smell coming from their body, and this other person, he doesn't like it, and then he goes and he will backbite about him or her, that, oh, you know, he or she, you know, this, that, and the other. So what about this? Should we put, you know, with this intention also to protect the other person from backbiting or even, you know, hurting another Muslim in the sense that it gives someone pain, a foul smell gives someone pain?
Number of things is, one is the body being cleaned. Sometimes, you know, just standing under a shower, it's not necessarily that you've cleaned away all the dirt. Especially if you look at sometimes when you rub your skin, you'll get this blackness coming off. Why? Because it's within time, it's sort of it's gathered onto your body. And just standing under water, sometimes it doesn't just remove away just like that. You have to rub it with soap, you have to rub something onto the body to remove that. And then sometimes when you're standing under the shower, some people, you have a quick, very quick shower, or you're standing in the water and they're just in and out, and they haven't really rubbed soap or anything over their body. So it's necessary that, it's important that we rub the soap upon our bodies properly. Keep this in mind that some bodies naturally give off, you know, sweat a lot more. Compared to some people. Some people won't even sweat in the summer, right? Whereas some people might be sweating in the winter, right? So those, one should know about their own body. If this is the case, then one should be watching more often.
One should know about their own body.
This
is something we should know.
You know, one should know that the body is giving smell or, you know, or they sweat more. And then in the same way, you know, with your body and clothes here, sometimes a person can have a shower, but he's still wearing the same t-shirt, same clothes on, right? Which he's been sweat. He's gone to the gym. Now he sweat, all the sweat's gone onto your t-shirt, right? Now you've gone into the shower, you've had a shower, but you put the same t-shirt on. The smell's still going to be there. Right, so these things are you need to overlook upon these things. And then another thing is even the hair. You know, sometimes the hair starts to smell of people. People don't wash their hair. Some people stand in the shower, they don't wash their hair. You'll be surprised, right? They don't want to wash their hair because it's too much in warm up, too much shampoo, too much combing. So they just come out. But, you know, some people have a shower maybe after a week or a week and a half, or maybe just on a Jummah. You know, person needs to, you know, clean more often. If not every day, but every second day, you know, person needs to see this. And sometimes, you know, with different people, it's if someone's life is so occupied in always rushing, they avoid, you know, some people might get up and have a shower every morning. Some people, when they occupied so much or they're always in a rush, they'll get up and they'll just go to work like this, or they go to school or whatever, wherever they're going to, and without freshening up. And it's important you freshen up your body. Then also, if someone thinks that his body is giving off more, he sweats a lot more, there are deodorants, you know, things which you can use, which sort of reduces the bad smells. So these things can be used as well. And but first of all, the important is that you clean your body first. It's no point that you're getting these aftershaves and you're getting these deodorants or you're getting these perfumes and you're spraying them on where your body is not being cleaned. So you have to start from the body. Right? We started from the heart, then you moved on to the body. So the heart needs to be clean, then your body needs to be clean. Right? So when you're cleaning the body in this way, inshallah, you won't have these bad smells. So this is important, understanding how to keep the body clean. You know, I remember Nigrani Shura Haji Mulana Tahir Damat Barakatuhu Mulana, he did a speech on cleanliness once. He mentions those things which are normally, you know, for even religious people. Mm. Like for example, the imamah, right? How often do you change the imamah? A lot of people will have the same imamah on, especially those who don't know how to tie it.
Mm.
They'll be on the same hat for maybe a month or 2 months.
Mm.
Think about it, you wore the same imamah, same hat for 2 months, it's going to give off a bad smell.
Mm. You know, sometimes the color of the clothing, for example, if I'm wearing a darker color imamah, then
you won't see the dirt,
yes. And so you won't pick it up, you know, it's because it's on your head,
yes.
But it may be in someone else's face, and they will smell it, because sometimes
the way you put that, your head while someone else's face.
Sometimes we get
other people can see it more clearly, yes.
Yeah. So and they can smell it as well, and people are, you know, other people are more wary of your smell than you are yourself,
yes.
And but you know if it's a lighter colored imamah, then you can see, you know, the dirt and everything will show up very quickly. Likewise on, you know, on a car. So these things, you know, we should look at these things. And
sometimes the imamas are changed, the turban is changed, but the hat is still the same.
Mm.
Okay, and especially those people who oil the hair, you know, because after oiling the hair, and if you're keeping that on your head for the whole day, that oil, the smell of the, and some people don't know what sort of oil to use as well. This is another problem.
Okay.
Right? Because there are certain oils which will give off quite a smell.
Yeah.
And, you know, because of the way the oil is or whatever the oil is from. And especially when it's airtight, it will make more of a smell.
Because it's going to stay in there.
Yeah, I remember Amelia Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Ali mentions that use like oils like coconut oil, which doesn't really have a smell. And even then you can mix a nice itar, a nice perfume with that to give a nice smell to it. So alhamdulillah, there are ways of giving good smell. And if you look at the actual sunnah of Rasulullah in wearing the imamah, the wearing the turban on top of the hat, the Rasulullah would also wear a piece of cloth underneath the hat.
Subhanallah.
Right? Because the Prophet would oil his blessed hair, and you will find this the beauty of the oiling of the hair of Rasulullah was made perfect. He didn't need to oil his hair, but he did it for his ummati, so that we follow his example. You see, a lot of people, their hair is so scruffy, right? Especially those who let their hair grow as to keep the zulfa. You find that their hair is not oiled.
What's zulfa?
Tresses.
The sunnah hairstyle.
Yes, the hair which is according to the sunnah of the Prophet is letting the hair grow naturally and let it come down, and basically all the hair sort of lines up same at the back, whether to the earlobe, to below the
half
of the ear, to below the earlobe, to the earlobe, and to so at times the Prophet would have his hair going to touching his blessed shoulders. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet would also oil his hair. This is also teaching us cleanliness. It's teaching us to be clean, to look good. You know, you have hair and then you leave it scruffy. You know, and this is a means of a lot of arguments in the home as well. You find that, you know, husband and wife argue over this at times. You know, you find that the husband is saying to his wife, look, you never look good, or you never dress up good, or you never comb your hair. Right? You find in homes that husband and wife are arguing over this. Yet that same wife, when she leaves the house and she goes out, she'll dress up nice and she'll make sure everything is combed. Anyway, these are problems within causing these misunderstandings. And you know, you need to, whereas you're looking good outside, you need to look good inside the house. You need to keep clean amongst your family members. Don't be rough in the house and go out looking good. But some people don't even go out looking good either. You know, they're in a scruffy mode, clothes are dirty. It's like a concept that I will change my clothes on Friday. So, you know, think about it. You go all around the week.
Allah.
If your clothes have come dirty on a Sunday, then they won't change on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They wait till Friday. So you need to remove this. If they're dirty, change them. Simple as that. Right? Don't just wait till the Friday to come and change. Or some people, whatever a set day someone has, change my clothes on this day.
Mm.
So even if after one day your clothes become dirty, change them. In the same way, after one day your body starts to give up smell, keep yourself clean. So it's every individual body is different.
Mm.
And we should look at these things and keep be mindful of these things. And you will find in the Sunnah of Rasulullah, when I was talking about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam oiling his hair, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wear a cloth underneath the hat, which goes underneath the imam, right? This cloth, you can say like a bandana, right? You tie this cloth underneath, then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wear the hat, and then they tie the imam. The beauty of this cloth is, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would oil his hair, this cloth would absorb the oil. So the benefit of this is that the oil will go onto this cloth, right? And Alhamdulillah,
there's a teaching.
The cloth is blessed with the oil.
Well, there's a teaching for us in this, isn't it? Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his hair isn't going to, release any foul smell, and is pure and fragrant, and Subhanallah, if we have
even the perspiration of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more beautiful than any fragrance of the world, no doubt. Alhamdulillah.
But this is a lesson for us, yes, that our hair will give smell.
Yes,
we're not perfect like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a teaching for us that Subhanallah, that we should tie that so that our imamah doesn't get dirty, our hair doesn't give off any
foul smell. You see, Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat, mashallah, even in such a sunnah, which I tell you, other than Dawat Islami, and Alhamdulillah, the reason it's within Dawat Islami is because Amil Sunnat has given us a mindset. I have not seen anyone really acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And it's possible that people do, but
there may be people.
We've seen it a lot in Dawat Islami.
But Alhamdulillah, you could see how this is one of them unique actions.
Alhamdulillah.
I personally, my own experience is, it's unique because Amil Sunnat has alivened the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For many years, I don't think that, maybe you could be wrong, but many people were away from the sunnah, making them realize about the sunnah. You see him, Amil Sunnat, Damat Bukatmullah, even now you see him that under the imamah, he's wearing this cloth.
Remember the Muzaga, you see him in green under the white, mashallah.
So again, this is what is teaching us, cleansiness. It's teaching us to stay clean, stay pure, from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, keeping the body clean. And also, some people, they may keep the body clean, or they may keep their clothes clean, but using of the fragrance, ittar, is also a very beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very people don't even use ittar, or don't use perfume, right? And this should be used with the intention of fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't need any perfume. He didn't need it, but we need it. And the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam,
he wore the fragrance for our teaching, subhanAllah. He made it a sunnah, so that every time we put it on, people praise us, when we put on nice perfume, they say, you've got nice perfume on, mashallah. But the actual is from the sunnah of the Prophet.
Here one thing, Mahad Bhai, also we need to know, that sometimes, the perfume which you're using, you got to make sure it gives off a good smell, because in the market, we have all sorts of perfumes. Also, even some of the titles which are given to the perfume, I wouldn't be surprised if a perfume was to be given a title poison, right? So you have all sorts of perfumes with all sorts of smell. And everyone makes their own. Who knows who's mixed up two perfumes together, two bits of oil together, and give up. And he thinks, this is a unique smell. It might knock someone out next to you.
It might be unique, but it must.
Right? It might knock someone out next to you. So even the fragrance you use, Alhamdulillah, use that which, it's good, it smells good. Right? And I've heard from many people that, your fragrance which you use gives off your personality. Right? And one should use good fragrance. And Alhamdulillah, try to use good perfume, to give up something which gives up something which has a good smell to it, not too strong, that the person next to you, some perfumes actually give a headache because they're that strong. The person can't adjust to it. So these are things. You use the right sort of ittar, inshallah azawajal, this will be very good as well. So this is also something which we should be learning about. And Alhamdulillah, again, teaching of our deen is always teaching us beauty, which always teaching us goodness. Alhamdulillah.
You know, one of our mashallah from Africa, Mulna Osman Madani, who mashallah is working hard with over there. He visited the UK, and I got the opportunity to spend time with him. And he was putting on some itar in the car, and it was a dark color. And you know, I asked him. I said, you know, how do you put on perfume? How do you put on itar? And he showed me, and he poured some into his hand, and he said, if I put this on my clothes, it will stain it. Mm-hmm. So he opened up his button, and he put it on the inside of it, on his shirt.
Okay.
And then he took the other one, he rubbed it in, and then he put it on the other side, inside, not on his thobe,
yes,
but on the inside of his undergarment. And then whatever was left, he rubbed it on his beard and on his face. So subhanAllah, this is something I had never thought of. But sometimes when we spray on our clothes, it can cause a mark over there as well.
And also regarding, you know, putting perfume onto the beard, you need to understand this point as well. Because some perfumes, they're not natural perfumes, or they're not natural itar. There are chemicals in them and all sorts of chemicals. So be mindful when you're putting something under your beard. It could be that you'll have an effect on the hair, and your hair might go white quicker or something like this.
So we don't want that.
So these things are there as well. So again, using the right perfume, right smell, right fragrance, knowing how to use it as well. Alhamdulillah. You know, I tell you, in the environment of Dawat Islami, you'll be surprised the sort of things which are taught and learned. I remember one Rukneshura Haji Yafur Saab came to the UK, and he taught us how to get out of bed and how Amir Sunnat Damat Mulkadim Ul Aliya will get out of bed.
Allah.
So that you don't damage your body. You know, if someone just jumps straight up, he's been sleeping, now his body is sort of in one position, one place, and he sits straight up, this can be harmful for your back, right? And you know, think about it, these very, very little things which a person doesn't really focus on. How to get out of bed. You know, you roll onto your right and then you sit up. And this is the method. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami teaches us so many things.
Alhamdulillah.
And the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us how to live our lives. Alhamdulillah. And this is what Dawat Islami is about. Following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ways of the old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, through this, we will able to learn how to live our lives. And Mahad Bhai, going on to our topic, and we talked about the misunderstandings and how things are causing problems within our society, within our families. And you know, it was important that we touched on detail of cleanliness. We talked about the mouth, the body, and same way the clothing. And this is something a person's natural way should be, right? Once you've done this, it's not necessarily that person is always clean, his body is clean, his hair is oiled, everything, and he's a good person, or alhamdulillah, everyone's happy with him. No, but this, again, every little makes a difference. So this will, inshallah, make a difference. And no one really likes a scruffy person. No one really likes a rough person. So within your own home, you know, if your children are looking rough, right? Or if the parents, in some cases, the parents not dressing the children up right, or not, you know, keeping them clean, or leaving them with the same clothes, or not ironed, they're going out without the clothes being ironed. I'm talking about smaller children. And they're going out without their clothes being ironed. People are going to make fun of them. People are going to laugh at them. Don't look scruffy. Don't look like it's come out of the wrapping. you just come out of the wrapping and you come out. So, you know, this again can cause misunderstandings.
So, my dear viewers, we're coming to the end of our time for our episode. But inshallah, we will continue discussing these things in our forthcoming episodes, inshallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allow us to take these things and act upon them, inshallah. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain, misunderstandings that cause us pain, clarified by truth to bring love again, clarified by truth to bring love again.